10th episode. Ambrosius' bedroom. Sabia got out of the fragrant bath foam and dried herself thoroughly. Then she looked at herself in the opulent, gold-decorated wall mirror and wasn't all that dissatisfied with herself. Her favorite part of her body was her round shoulders, and she loved her face because when she looked in the mirror she was always reminded of her mother Cinna, and her grandmother Marion at the same time. She was a modern woman and refrained from braiding her hair as elaborately as her mother and grandmother had done, but she resembled them both in an extraordinary way. Sabia slid out of the bathroom on pointy feet and couldn't close her mouth anymore. The full moon was now shining, and the rays of light were reflected in the lake above her. A colorful prism enveloped almost the entire living space and gave it a psychedelic flair. Sabia pulled the trolley suitcase behind her, hesitantly pressed the handle to Ambrosius' bedroom and entered the room. Then she stopped spitting again. A gigantic waterbed stretched in the middle, and above it arched a cobalt blue roof studded with gold stars. The room was honeycombed, with a mosaic whirlpool in one corner. What made Sabia's breath catch was a flash of thought. What she had seen in the last 12 hours couldn't possibly have been built in just a short time. The catacombs she was still in had been built over a century ago, she guessed, and then continually expanded. What made her think like this was the carefully chased ceiling, the expertly laid out mosaic, which was probably only integrated into a whirlpool in later decades, and the starry canopy that would have been worthy of Michelangelo. Nobody made art like that anymore. The funding would also have been astronomical. So Ambrose essentially lived in a made nest, and the nest was undoubtedly built by monks. Only they had such a deep sense of the sacred, eternal, and divine, and only they had enough time and leisure to build like this. But Sabia immediately pushed the thought away. She took off her grey trainer pants, lay down on the waterbed and took a deep breath. Then she reached for the remote control on the silver bedside table to her right and discovered that it could not only operate the gigantic TV screen opposite the bed, but also a refrigerator compartment. With the push of a button on the remote control, the door opened and Sabia was lured by more delicacies. Guacamole, tacos, prosecco. Sabia pulled a sunny yellow fluffy blanket over herself and enjoyed Germany's next top model. When she fell asleep 2 hours later, the TV screen turned itself off. He responded to Sabia's irises. If she closed her eyes, it was a sign that the television had to go to standby. In the middle of the night, it had to be around 2 o'clock, Sabia woke up. It took her quite a while to orientate herself. In time lapse, she let what had happened so far pass before her over and over again. How naive was she actually? Bathing in a completely unfamiliar apartment, lying on a completely unfamiliar waterbed and having a good time with tacos and prosecco. Then she heard calm, deep breathing. Ambrosius Lemmer had returned from his monastic meeting. He had kept his word, stayed on his side and slept soundly. He had his back turned to Sabia. The ornate golden stars shone above her. The room was pleasantly warm. Diagonally across from her, the water in the whirlpool sparkled. Sabia's heart was pounding. Again she felt droplets of sweat running down her armpits. Her palms became clammy. Ambrosius, an arm's length away from her, was sleeping, like a little boy. This was too much for Sabia. She, who had always been rather reserved and shy around men, pulled her emerald green tank top t-shirt over her head, folded it carefully next to her, slid over to Ambrosius Lemmer, snuggled against his back with her bare upper body and put her arm around him. She would have snuggled even closer to Ambrosius if that had been possible. Sabia felt his warm, muscular body against hers. A pleasant tingling sensation came over her. She longed for tenderness. How long had it been since she had slept with a man? For the life of her, Sabia could hardly remember anything, let alone the names of the few lovers she had had so far. Should she wake Ambrosius, or was he already awake and simply ignoring her advances? She couldn't think about anything other than Thave would turn to her and take her tightly in his strong arms. How he looked deep into her eyes and then kissed her passionately. Sabia wanted his hands and lips to explore her body, to cover her neck and stomach with kisses, to caress her breasts tenderly and then more demandingly. What would he do to the lower regions of your body? Sabia got wet just thinking about giving in to passion. But nothing like that happened, no matter how much she wanted it. Ambrosius just lay there, his breathing even and his body relaxed. The feeling of frustration and extreme disappointment crept up in Sabia. Ambrosius was very aware of Sabia's attempt at seduction. But no matter how great his desire was to pull Sabia and simply take her, he would put his needs aside and just concentrate on his research. There was far too much at stake. Sabia had to wait. She turned to the other side. The water in the whirlpool now looked like a collection of diamonds, glittering in the spectral colors. Behind her she continued to hear Ambrose's calm breathing. Sabia couldn't sleep, she was too excited. Whether she was secretly. She assumed that Ambrosius was in a deep sleep and wouldn't notice anything. She lay on her back and caressed her most sensitive spot. She couldn't completely relax with the man at her side. But with gentle touches from her fingertips, she rocked herself up to a short, intense orgasm. Then Sabia finally floated away into the realm of dreams. Ambrosius had been pretending to be asleep for a long time. The control he had to show towards Sabia almost took away his senses. Someday, very soon, he would have to tell her that she didn't have long to live. The thought made him shudder and he felt Father Zeno's cold breath on his neck. He got up and walked quietly into the bathroom. It still smelled of the bath additive that Sabia had used, which further stimulated Ambrosius. He stood in the shower and directed the warm stream of water onto his privates. "Sabia," he said quietly, closed his eyes and imagined her again, standing naked in front of him in the laboratory. Then he saw colors he had never seen before, so intense was his climax. "Oh, my dear Sabia," he said again, scrubbed himself dry with a mauve bath towel and went back into the bedroom, as quietly as he had left it.